This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. After an emotional committee hearing, state Senate Democrats passed a bill to increase protections for transgender Coloradans, but they removed the bill's most controversial provision. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
It would have required a family court to consider deadnaming or misgendering or threatening to publish information about someone's gender-affirming care as something a court could use to determine parental custody. Opponents lobbied to get rid of it because they say it would violate parents' rights. Although the bill advances, members of the LGBTQ community have their own concerns. They worry protections for parents who bring kids to Colorado for gender-affirming care are not robust enough and won't hold up against legal challenges. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A bill to standardize how Black American history is taught in Colorado schools is moving through the legislature. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The bill, which just passed the Senate, would require the State Department of Education to develop a standard curriculum for Black history and cultural studies that goes beyond slavery and the civil rights movement. It creates a 17-member advisory committee to develop the new standards. That would happen in 2028 as part of the state's next update of social studies standards. The bill comes amid attacks on diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools. It now heads back to the House for consideration of amendments. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Summer watering rules are taking effect around the state. In Colorado Springs, the city's water supplier suggests watering your lawn twice a week. This is CPR News.